There. Let's call the Public Works meeting in order. And I'll ask Jeff to lead us in the pledge. Okay, the minutes of September 7th. Is there a motion or any alterations? Discussion? If none, all in favor say aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, Vince, highways.
New York State DOT uses our Greenwood shop. They borrow salt from us because their truck, who operates out of Jasper, is empty by the time to get to our shop. And we've had an agreement in place with them. They have a loader there. They take the salt. It's an honor system. And then they pay us back with it. And we'd like to extend it for another year.
Is there a motion?
Never had any problems with it,
Vince? None at all. They're good.
Second.
Oh, and I have a question on that.
Sure.
Do we have any situations where we're extended out and you know, could work something like that with them to make our trips more efficient?
Our Howard shop has a long trip over to Hornell and north of Hornell. Mm-hmm. And I've told the Howard shop to work with the towns on that, stop at a town shop. But basically, we can make our routes in a full beat without having to go back halfway to fill up again. But both, you know, I'll keep that in mind about the state. I hadn't asked them about the state, though.
Yeah, I think it should be considered if we're. I mean, I don't mind the agreement that we're doing, but it just makes sense for people to do that with each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Now the state brings us back more salt to replace what they take, right?
Right. They replace the salt.
Yeah. No problem with that. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Flood transfers. You'll see that it's coming from salaries and wages. About 28 years ago, when I was first here, I saw that we had an excess in salaries and wages, and I asked it to be put on the agenda, and Mr. Swackhammer came into my office on a rampage saying we don't take from personal services. And I haven't since then, but we are drained. We are dry. We need money for riprap and concrete. And we've got a lot of money in the salaries and wages because we didn't fill those positions that were vacant by the early retirement till the end of this year. So there is some money there, and it's all that we got left except for some professional services money. So I'm asking you to make those two transfers.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
What I find, Vince, hard to believe that Mr. Swackhammer came in a rage.
I think it was just a bad day, Bob. That's all. It's very unusual. He's a good man. It's just that he had a bad day.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I love you too, Gary. Okay. On the reorganization of the engineering crew, one of the things that happened was Eric Prutzman retired. Eric Prutzman did our QA QC in the field, testing the materials, seeing that the layout and the rebars were in right. So QAQC, he was the district supervisor, he managed the construction, and he handled all the utilities. We have to have utilities moved sometimes when we build a bridge, there's more and more utility companies coming to us for permits. So Eric's going to be leaving even as temporary in his position. I had intended to reclassify to a district supervisor because we don't have a district supervisor position for the bridge crews. So when we do, and if you do reclassify it, so there will not be even a temporary position that's handling these utilities. There's about 11 towns that hire Eric to do the utilities, I'm going to say on a part-time basis. He's excellent at it. So our idea was let out an RFP for proposals to do our utilities work. I'm sure Eric will put in a proposal. We'll get others. And then if you accept it, then the idea is to have one of the engineers during this coming year learn from Eric how to do this so that in the end, we don't even need to have this RFP. So I'd like to get permission to put out for an RFP for utilities.
I'll move it. Is there a second?
I'll second
it. I have a motion and second to proceed with an RFP. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
In the mid-80s, before Steve Catherman came here, the town of Tuscarora had a bridge on Thompson Road. And the county was responsible for it. It's called a PM bridge, preventive maintenance bridge. And the county decided to replace the bridge by a pipe. I think they put in like a 7-foot diameter pipe. Because it now was a pipe, now the county turned it back over to the town. And with that 7-foot pipe in place, it couldn't handle it. It went over the road. So the county, a few years later, put in another pipe to make it bigger, the waterway bigger. And I'm not aware of it overflowing the road since then, but Bob was concerned about it. And we cleaned out the inlet of the creek to give it a full opening. It was plugged some. So now there's two big pipes. The creek is open. And we went in about 300 feet upstream and put in a box culvert for our road, which is way bigger than the openings of these two pipes. And Bob, Mr. Nichols, figures we should put in a box culvert for him on these set of these two pipes. Now,
you also did a watershed thing, and it needs another pipe.
Yeah,
foot pipe, right?
According to the watershed analysis, the two pipes that are in place don't handle the extreme flooding. So, if you did approve it and you said, okay, go ahead and put the box culvert in, the cost of the materials for a box culvert for us to build it is about $30,000. And then you have to hire a crane to set the boxes, say another $3,000, $4,000 at the most. So what I'm saying is, if you want to do this, and I don't have any problem with it, the town pays half of the material cost, $15,000. We pay the other $15,000. Town pays for the crane, maybe $3,000, and the county gets the pipes back. Now, I'm all right with that. I don't know if there's a legal implication of going back, how many years, 35, 36 years to remedy something, but that's the county attorney's call.
Yep, Eric.
Does this fit in with our normal bridge policy with the towns doing this box culvert, or?
When the towns have their own bridge that we aren't responsible for, we will usually approve one or two a year. And if we don't have many, maybe three town bridges. They're town total responsibility. We don't have to do with them. They ask us if we'd build a box culvert and put it in for them. And we do that, but they pay 100% of the material on that. And they pay for the crane, but we will build them and put them in for them. But that's on box culverts where it's theirs totally. This one originally was our bridge, and we turned it over to them. We've never done this before, going back on a mistake and remedying it. But that's what we're doing. Is that, am I answering the question, Aaron?
John?
Sure. Yeah, so once we put the box culvert in, it now becomes the county road again?
No. Once you put, it's right now, it's 100% town road. When we put the box culvert in, it's 100% owned by the town.
Without reverting back.
No, doesn't return revert back.
Hilda?
What'll happen, and we are not aware of the water overflowing the road.
It did this year. It washed the gravel down the lower side.
I think that's from the water coming down the hill.
No, I think it.
Okay. So the option is that if we don't do anything, the water will overflow the road. And the road will be shut down for half a day or a day, and you have to go back and put some gravel to repair it.
I mean, if we don't do anything or the town doesn't do anything?
Right.
So Swag Hammer wants to know if you're going to take that out of salaries.
No, I don't think we need to. If they pay for half of it, we'll be all right.
This new crane that we've got, and we're getting the attachment for setting these, will that handle this?
It'll pick up those box culverts, but it won't be able to reach out that far. You have to get a regular a crane for that. And I don't think it'll reach that far, Todd, will it?
That's for on-site use only. That's not something that we'll take to the field with us.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
One other point, Babbitt.
Go ahead.
So once we do this, we're setting a precedent for other towns, aren't we? Well, we're splitting the cost of this. So are we putting ourselves out?
John, I don't think it's a problem as far as precedent, simply because I know of no other bridge where we turned a PM bridge, our responsibility, into a town bridge with an undersized pipe. I've never even heard of anything like that. This is the only one I've ever heard of.
We can justify this, that's what you're telling me.
Pardon me?
We can justify this.
I think so. I think we made a mistake. I think we remedy it. It cost us 15, but we'll get those two pipes back and we can use those two pipes.
And I think one thing we need to do that we don't always do in this situation is we need to put this in writing. We need to get something together with the town to explain what happened, why it happened, why we're fixing it, so that we don't establish precedent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What was the agreement at the time it was turned over? Was there anything was else no, that the town got with it, or
there was no agreement. The bridge needed to be replaced, and the county says we're not going to put a bridge back in there. We're just going to throw a pipe in and have a nice day. And the road about washed out, and then they put another pipe in. And it still comes over, not as much, but it still comes over. And then the hole below the thing, the guy that owns the land below it, he says, I don't want a third pipe because the hole keeps getting bigger and I keep losing more land. And and now the floodplain calls for another 5-foot pipe, I think it was, you told me, Vince, right? Beside the two that are there.
Yeah, if you were to meet the watershed requirement, I think it's another pipe, 5 or 6 foot diameter, and that doesn't make sense. Putting three of them in there.
Handle it because there used to be a PNM bridge. Back in, this creek, you can walk across with your bedroom slippers and not get wet most of the time. But in 1935, when they had the big flood here, my dad told me that they were downtown. He was in the movie theater with his sister and brother, and my grandparents were down getting groceries, and it was pouring out rain, that flood. He came in the theater and told my dad and aunt and uncle to get out here. We got to go home. And their next door neighbors followed them up over the hill, and they went down and crossed that bridge, and the Rusby family was behind them with their car, and they stopped. They didn't keep following them. And the next day, the Rusbys went ahead to go around because that bridge washed out. They said that the Thompson Road Bridge, as my grandparents' hind tires came off the bridge went down the creek. So this can be a nasty little creek that normally is, you know, hardly any water in it. And there's pretty good slope around there, and you get a lot of water, it really rages. And the town just feels that they didn't have any say, that they thought it should stay to a P&M bridge, but it didn't. The county decided to put that pipe in. And the reason they put that size pipe in is because it fit between the bars there, or the
abutments.
And then that wasn't big enough. See, the other problem with the pipe is trash catches in it and cuts the flow back more than a bridge or a box culvert. And I don't know, it's up to you folks.
Vince, how long is this bridge?
When we replaced it with a pipe, it was just on the borderline of 25 feet, is my understanding.
And that's what's going on here, is if a bridge is 25 feet or longer and the county has possession of it and it gets wiped out like this, the law, bridge law, says it goes back to the town. So it's by an action of law based on the length of a bridge. Real exciting reading, bridge law. That's where it's codified.
I don't want to use the word trick, but they knew they could knock a bridge off our inventory if they put a pipe in. You put a pipe in, now it's not ours. So we tell the town it's theirs. That's what happened.
Yep. So
let me say, if we spend $15,000 for the concrete and the rebars, and they give us the pipes are turned over to us, we aren't at any loss here financially.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, the pipe, the big pipe there, is probably worth $35,000 now.
Yeah, it's up there pretty good.
Because we just got an estimate on the road it got washed out, and that pipe up there by the Borden Bridge, it was like a 7-foot pipe,
yeah,
steel pipe, and that's $35,000.
The two pipes are worth $27,000 to us today. So if we could pay $15,000 for the concrete, we'll put in the labor, we'll be all right financially. It's just if there's a concern about precedent, but I don't know of any other bridge where there's a situation like this.
I'll move it.
I think there are a few in Avoca. I just wanted to put that on the record.
I was just going to say, I'll second it as long as that motion is with Jen having that in there with the
correct
writing so that we don't set a precedent.
With a written agreement.
Sure.
I don't know what the specifics are in Tuscarora, but is this like a main bridge to get in and out of Tuscarora?
It's not on the border of Tuscarora. It's in the center of town. There's Thompson Road, and off that's Tinkertown. And then you go down into Tinkertown, and that's where that Sunflower Acres is, where, I don't know, there's a lot of people camp down there, big campgrounds.
So it's used. It's fairly used.
Yeah.
Well, you'll make everybody happy.
It's not on a road that's not used much. School buses go over it, milk trucks, feed trucks, log trucks. There's quite a lot of traffic there. Is there any other discussion? I'll abstain from voting on this one because I'm the supervisor of Tuscarora. So, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I abstain. Okay.
Okay, the bit.
Are you up for re-election?
Tuscarora? Yeah, I am. But nobody's running against me, though.
No one wants it there.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, the bids, the first one is the Freon removal. When people bring in refrigerators, air conditioners, if there's Freon in there, it's a very critical federal law. You have to take that out. And we found that it's best to have a subcontractor do it. This Enviro, $1,150 per unit. It's been $12 the last 3 years. We spend about $15,000 a year on this. So I'd recommend Enviro refrigerant for the Freon. The internet, we're still analyzing that bid. We'll have to come to you next month for that. Traffic signs. The main sign that we buy here, classy, high intensity, standard color, it's gone up from 4.18 to 4.4 square foot. So I'd recommend the signs on a line item basis as darkened. Tires and recap. Okay, the let's see, rear tires, trucks has gone up from 305 to 322, fronts from 524 to 607. And then another one, I'm not sure on which truck it is. It's gone from 140 to 145, and the recaps has gone from 115 to 127. These are last year's prices compared to this year. And so I'd recommend awarding the tires on a line item basis as darkened.
Is there a motion to that effect? Take care of all
motion.
All the bids at once. We have a second?
Yeah, I second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I had a couple of other things. Aaron had asked about the recycling, the results of separating the ones and twos. In 2020, we did 79 tons. We didn't get any money for it. In 2021, we shipped out the first few loads as mixed ones and twos, 60 tons, and got $20 a ton. After we separated them and started sending out separated loads, it was going for $532 a ton for the number twos, $217 for the ones. So it's gone from $20 a ton to $350 a ton. So it looks like it's working. And just a comment, Rich Bills is still the president of New York State Solid Waste Association. They, for the second year, they just went up to the conference, the yearly conference. Steve still has him riding the back seat, even though he's president, but it's an honor to have it. The wine glass, Jerry Miller did another nice job. The starting line gets everything ready. The shops, Todd helped them. The Mount Washington shop helped. Eric Rose sent the mobile work program crew. So it worked well. I don't know if you've seen the start, but what they do, Jerry gets two of the trucks with the big signs on the back and ties the banner to them. So that's the starting line. It's kind of a an iconic view of our wine glass. It's nice. It's a nice start. So he did a nice job there. I have an executive session item for sale of county property.
Okay. Is there a motion to go in executive session?
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. In regular session. If not, is there a motion to adjourn? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn.